Welcome to the Stranger Than Fiction podcast. My name is Bridget, and I'll be your host. Join me as we discuss the paranormal, the unsolved, the tragic, and the bizarre. Good day to you all. I hope you've been having a fantastic week. I've been incredibly busy between work and volunteering at my local comic book shop, so I'm literally writing this at 2:43 in the morning on Saturday, hours before it's due to drop. I'm also recording this at work. We love procrastinating. I'd like to take a moment to thank those of you who've gone on over to Instagram and followed the Stranger Than Fiction podcast Instagram. I really appreciate that. I'm trying to turn it into a little bit of a community where listeners like yourself can give feedback on past podcasts and give your thoughts and ideas for future ones, you know, letting me know what you guys would like to hear and to know about. It means a lot to me, and if you're listening, I would definitely be more than grateful if you would go follow the Instagram. I thought today would be a good day to delve into the history and hauntings of East State Penitentiary. This prison has an incredible, dark past, and it's one of my favorite places to discuss. Operating from October 25th, 1829 until 1971, though the date was unspecified, I couldn't find it. I have about 5 sources, which will be linked in the description below. If any of you can find that and drop it on Instagram, that would be wonderful. I'd really appreciate that. It's likely that I just overlooked it. I couldn't find it, though. I digress. Eastern State Penitentiary, or ESP as it's commonly known, operated as the world's first true penitentiary. ESP would see many world-famous criminals in its time, like mobster Al Capone and bank robber Willie Sutton. Originally built to only house 250 inmates, ESP would see as many as 1,700 inmates at a single time before its closing. What makes ESP so incredibly unique and startling, aside from its overcrowding issue, is the punishment methods that were used. The prisoners were subject to cruel and unusual means of isolation, and it would later serve for the plans of over 300 prisons worldwide, favored over the Auburn system. Architecture was significant in the minds of the folks who designed the prison, as they believed that reinforcing an image of repentance and surrender to God would reform the criminals. The doors to the cells were small, and the cells themselves were cramped. The concrete walls only consisted of a single glass skylight, referred to as the Eye of God. This was to remind the inmate that God was always watching them. Aside from the single skylight, cells would also be furnished with a single faucet that hung over the toilet, running water included, along with a curved pipe along the wall that would provide heating to the inmate. Toilets would be flushed twice a week by the cell block guards. The halls that these cells lined were designed with churches in mind, attempting to give the inmate the ultimate feeling of being in sort of a church. This method of isolation would result in many prisoners going insane, and would ultimately be deemed as cruel and unusual punishment. Aside from isolation, prisoners were also subjected to water bath, where the prisoner would be dunked into a bathtub, then hung up on a wall until ice formed on their skin. There was also the mad chair, where an inmate would be bound to a chair so tightly that their limbs would later have to be taken from them. An iron gag was also a favorite. It was a painful device that went over the inmate's head and behind their back, binding their hands. And were they to move, it would result in painful tearing and bleeding of the tongue. Even exercise time at East State Pen was solitary. Outside the cells, there were small areas with high walls where prisoners could exercise but not communicate. As an added precaution, exercise times were staggered so no prisoners who were side by side would share an exercise time. These small areas were allotted for the prisoners to not only exercise but to even have a garden or to have a small pet. Even with all of the walls, the staggered times, and the silence, prisoners' heads were covered with bags during transport from cell to exercise area and back again to avoid other prisoners recognizing each other. Originally designed as a building that would house 7 one-story cell blocks, by the end of the prison's life, it would have 15 two-story cell blocks, reaching full capacity by the time cell block 3 had been completed. Cell block 15 was known for housing the worst of the criminals, and even the guards were completely gated off from the area. 14 and 15 had been both built and designed by the prisoners, and had been hastily built due to the rapidly growing occupancy of the prison. Closing in 1971, most of Eastern State Penitentiary's prisoners and guards would be transferred to Greater Fort Prison, located approximately 31 miles northwest of ESP. Though the land was purchased to be redeveloped and repurposed for everything from a mall to a luxury apartment complex, the prison was officially preserved through a petition, and in 1994, Eastern State Penitentiary's doors were opened to the public to provide historic tours to those seeking knowledge about the infamous prison. To this day, you can still go tour the prison. I myself intend to go eventually. It's a little bit farther out of my reach, but I would love to go. Over the course of the prison's long operation, the walls saw much death, both from murder and natural causes. It housed men, women, and children amongst some of the world's most notorious and awful criminals, so it comes as no surprise that tensions were high. Many inmates were murdered here during their time, as well as at least 2 guards, and it's said that hundreds still passed from disease and old age. This much death in a place with so much suffering resulted in a residual haunting that to this day can shock and amaze. Visited by both amateur ghost hunters and the likes of Zach Bagans himself, many people claim to still see and hear the tortured prisoners roaming their cell blocks and the halls of this cursed prison. Different blocks are known for different activity. In cell block 12, you can expect to hear echoing voices and cackling. Cell block 6 is home to shadows that dart along the walls. In cell block 4, you may come face to face with a ghost. Wherever you go in the prison, you can expect to hear remnants of the past, be it footsteps, whispers, or cries of help from the prisoners long since gone. Perhaps one of the more famous stories is told by Gary Johnson. Johnson assists in maintaining the old, decaying locks of the prison. He claims that in the early 90s, as he opened an old lock in cell block 4, he was gripped by force so tightly that he was frozen to the spot, unable to move. He says, a negative, horrible energy exploded from the cell, and tormented faces appeared on the cell walls. One face in particular, Johnson says, beckoned to him. In its time, Eastern State Penitentiary housed 70,000 inmates. Doing time is never an easy thing, and I can imagine having to serve your time in a prison so infamous was hell on earth. Perhaps the spirits who still roam the halls of Eastern State Pen are still serving their time, waiting for the release date, unknowing of the passage of time.